96 in reverse.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have the worst of my drink, and we can switch places. Now we are in reverse.
Welcome to 96 in reverse with your host Peter and your co-host Cedric.
Hello everybody, how y'all doing?
It is Friday, thank God.
I know it is. We also have a special guest. Her name is Nate. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing well, Pete. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, Cedric.
Thank you for coming, Nate. How you doing? Everything's going well today?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, grad school, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Almost there, but, you know.
So why the name Nate?
Why the name Nate? Because I'm gender fluid. I'm one of those people that overly labels themselves. So my official label, my official title, is a polyamorous, pansromantic, demisexual, gender fluid individual who is an entity.
Ooh,
because
I love
I'm
it.
I'm not
all.
Human.
I love it all.
I'm not human. I'm an entity. So
I love that. Where did you get that from? Where is that coming from?
So all of that comes from, like, since I was a kid, I've always, like, questioned myself. I'm like, I like boys, but I like girls, but mom's Christian. So I don't know. But I also like people in between female and male. So what am I? And then in high school, I went through a phase where I was like, I questioned cursing is okay.
Yes, girl.
Okay,
please.
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, please cuss away. This is 96 in reverse.
Well, you know what? I don't know. But
sometimes we reverse it, honey.
That's the best way to do it. But no, so in high school I was like, fuck all these people. I can't stand either gender. So I was asexual for a while. Okay. Then I was like, this person's not that bad. So I was like, okay, so I don't want to have sex with them, but they're not that bad.
Right.
And then I was like, I was Googling and I was like, maybe I'm demisexual? So, turns out I am demisexual. Hookups, not my thing. Did it once, never again. Yep, not my thing. So, I gotta connect with you deeply if you wanna get into my pants.
Okay, so let's back it up for a minute. And Peter, you can interrupt me if you like, but I'm gay myself, but I'm on that straight, I'm just gay. I like men. I'm a bottom, so I'm the receiver. And that's all I've ever thought about. But the question I want to ask you is, because I'm not out there like that. Like, I don't know every community of the gay community or sub-community of the gay community. So what is it? There's demi. What's the different names?
So, for demisexuality, it falls under asexual. So, honestly, I'm not even that familiar with that umbrella because it's always changing.
Yeah, that's the thing I always hear. It's changing a lot.
It's always changing. But in my experience, it's been asexual, demisexual, and then hypersexual. Those three. And then from there, it just there's omnisexual, there's omnosexual. I'm just like, bro,
what the hell?
What is going on? There's so many. Like, more power for knowing yourself, but slow down for a second. Wait, I'm trying to keep
up. I feel like it's just made up. I feel like sometimes, and living in the gay community, I feel like we just label things and put things on there, and it's the same exact thing that I'm doing today. You know, it's like, okay, you this tropical sexual, but you just have sex with men.
This fool said tropical sexual. I mean, I'm just tropical.
But you know, and it's just, you know, it'd be the same thing. But this is the first time I met anybody that said they're demisexual and not have a sexual appetite, you know, unless you meet somebody like-minded or the same energy or what have you, correct?
Correct. Very weird to say in front of my brother, but I'm a very horny person. Oh. So...
Who's not?
Who is not, actually?
Say it again for the people in the back.
Asexuals, for the most part, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But no, I'm a very horny person. You said you were a bottom. I'm a switch. So I don't know how familiar you are with memes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so the goth dommy mommy, that's literally me. So I'm a dom. Okay,
give us some explanation, because I don't know what the heck that means.
Okay, so it's like the ideal goth dommy mommy. So it's a goth woman who is dominant in the bedroom and requests that male, female, doesn't matter, the person receiving calls them mommy. So that's me.
Okay.
She's okay. Like, no, I like have one of those. I have a flogger.
Ooh.
I also have a strap on. Never mind.
She's a flogger. Anyway. No. Share, because I'm about to share some stuff with you, and Peter's ears is about to be blown off. But
no,
go ahead.
It's not. This is the point of the show.
Are going to
get
red.
Deep in, baby. Deep.
Like my strap on.
Child, like this, the dealing that was in me last night. Anyways.
Hey.
That's why you didn't want to talk to me yesterday.
Exactly why, Peter. Because when I got home, he was with me, and I was able to talk to you away from him because I was doing something while he was waiting for me. So I was talking to you, and when I got off the phone, that's when I said, okay, this pussy is about to drop. I am about to give him some wet coochie. So that's what we did. It was great. Oh, the sex was so good last night. Anyways.
Oh, that's so good for you.
We'll talk about that later.
Good for you, for sure.
It was amazing. Anyways, go ahead.
Tell me there's a second date. No, sorry. Hold up. I'm invested.
No, this kid, actually, he's in his 20s. I'm 38. He's in his early 20s. And the sex is, this is not the first time we had sex. We have a connection. And we get together and we know it's going to go down. And thus, last night, we both said it. We were like, Cedric, this was number one out of all the times we had sex, and I was just like, yes, it was.
He is praying to God like he's Jesus, like in the Bible right now.
It was good.
It looks like he's giving a sermon right there.
I know. That's what it looks like from here. I wish everybody could see him right now, because he is on cloud 10.
He is.
Damn. Forget all I hear right now in my head is...
No, it was more than that.
More than that. All right.
Yes. But the best part about it, like we talked about in the sexual connection, is the connection and knowing what's going to happen without saying the words. You know, you just in the room and you know
about
that connection is like, all right, it's. You're it, you know, and it was beautiful. It was magical. It was nice. And then what wrapped it up and tied it with a bow is he stayed the night, you know.
That makes it even better. Yeah.
It makes it better because you like the person and you like the sex was great. And it wasn't a hit and run. It was a, hey, we cool. We chilling. We going to smoke. We going to fuck. We going to watch a cartoon movie. That's what we did last night. And you're going to stay tonight, and you're going to wake up and go home. I'll see you next time. I love it. And it's weird because I feel like this is the way that the world is turning into.
You know? I mean, I don't want to get political, but Monday was rough, is all I have to say.
Yeah. It was Martin Luther King's birthday.
Exactly.
That's what Monday was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's and what I remember. How we skip over that.
That's what I'm remembering it as, too.
Yeah, January 20th was Martin Luther King's birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
That's what I celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lighter.
Damn, he don't got a lighter. He got a fire.
A torch.
He got a torch. Wait,
you said... Yeah, Monday could have been tough. But I forgot. I was like, oh, it's Martin Luther King. I was working Monday. I got paid double time and a half. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, okay.
That's no, my
so my job, because I'm a home health aide, and I take care of my mom.
Uh-huh.
So I take care of our mom. Because of that, I get paid just once, like just regular time, not time and a half like I used to, because legislation decided, oh yeah, you're just working from home or you're working from your loved one's place, you don't deserve time and a half. So they took that off, which sucks, but hey, you know, the country's going backwards, I guess.
Listen, yeah. Let's not talk about this country.
I'm not talking about anything. I'm thinking about Dominican Republic right now.
Yeah, she say crossed the island.
I love you. I love
she
you.
Crossed the island.
I love you. I love her. I love. What do you go by? Going back to that topic, if I say I love you, or if I say to people I love Nate, but I want to, do I say they, them, her, him?
It's complicated because I'm gender fluid. So it's like, hey, one day I feel like a girl, one day I feel like a they, them, another day I feel like a dude. So I just say, call me whatever you want. I'm just an entity.
Okay. So on our end, you're okay with whatever we say.
Yeah.
But on your end, in your body that your entity is taking over, you are whatever you feel, the energy that you feel. Yes. I love that.
I'm super witchy. So I'm just a spirit taking over this body. That's it. Which is why I say I'm an entity.
Oh, we need to connect. You and we are treading the line together. Because I'm into witchy stuff. I watch Charmed. I watch...
Oh, my God. Charmed. Oh, yeah. Oh. Don't get me started on Charmed. I had 3 guinea pigs. I named them Piper.
Yes.
Paige. And the last one, not Prue, Penny. After the grandma.
Oh, after the grandma. You didn't name Penelope. You didn't name it Phoebe.
No, I did name it Phoebe, too. Another one was Phoebe and the other one was Paisley. Pete is so done with this conversation because I send him pictures of guinea pigs all the time.
I'm not done with the conversation. The thing is, you both don't know that I am very witchy.
Oh!
No, like, I'm aware.
To the point. I mean, you know, I have all the stuff in my house. I have the salt. I have the stuff over the door. I have the coins. I have the quarters. I give the $2 to people. I bless people before they come into my house without them knowing. Boy, I even got a line at the very front of my house just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, I need to get into that. I do my candles. I do the circle, the candles. I meditate, whatever. And I feel the energy, the spirit, the vibe, whatever it is that comes around me, whatever I invite. When you walk into my house, you will feel it. You'll feel the peace, but you'll also feel that, I don't know, like, you just, it's just a vibe. It's a it's a welcoming vibe. It's a welcoming mm-hmm. opening, but it's for me, it's magical. For me, it's something that I wanted in my house. When I watched Charmed, it was, when you come in my house, I want you to feel like family. I want you to feel like there's a bond. I want you to feel like there is a connection between you and I. But if our energy is off, that vibe that I have in my house, that energy I have in my house, would also boot you out. you know, we funny. Won't speak much. Yeah.
It's funny that you say that, because I do a spell before a person comes in, and it makes them uncomfortable the first 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
that they're in the house. Sometimes it's the first 10 minutes. It depends who the person is. And I do that just to make sure that they can be around my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I switch very easy, depending on the conversation. Like, we can be having a good conversation and then turn into a bad conversation real quick. Mm-hmm. So if you can't handle my mood swings, there's no point of you being in my house.
Did you do that spell when I came over? Every single time I come over?
You know what's funny? No. Because I think that your dad did that long time ago.
I was uncomfortable when I first walked in your house.
Yeah.
I remember that, walking through the front door, and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. where do I sit? And then mm-hmm. I went downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and I went into the office, and I was like, mm-hmm. yeah. I was fine.
Yeah. That's remember exactly, that? Yes, I remember. I remember exactly, because you were nervous. And then the reason why I knew you were okay after that was because I remember, like, right now, is after you saw my dad. He saw me, Carlos.
Oh, he's so fine. I'm fine.
Stop!
Stop! Oh, just think about him. Just make me quiver. He is so sexy.
You should have seen him, let's say, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I did.
He still looks the same. He hasn't changed.
He looked the same. He hasn't changed.
The picture at grandma's house is
he is so fucking fine. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but this is my uncle. I feel some type of way.
My girl. and he knows. He knew.
Oh, no, he knows it. He knows it. Oh, he flaunts it.
Oh.
Mm. Look at
excuse me. And he had FaceTimed him. Remember he FaceTimed him recently when I came to Peter House, and I was like, where are you? Where are you?
Probably DR. Building a house.
Building a house. Exactly. Exactly where he was.
That was exactly where he was when Cedric came by.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm in DR building a house.
Anyway, I know all the moves in my family without talking.
Yes.
So it's funny, because going back to the conversation you said earlier, Nate, you said that it depends how you feel, and it depends on the person, which is funny because I'm pansexual.
I don't know, pansromantic.
I knew that.
You knew that?
Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have stoned me. Before Jackson came into the picture.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yeah. I don't. It was too long.
Oh, God. Time. There's so many things I remember about us. But anyways.
Yeah. So I like who I like. And if I like that person, you are golden with me. And if I don't like you, you are physically fucked.
Literally?
Not literally. I'm just saying. Stay the fuck away. That's what I like to say.
It is what it is, Peter.
My girl keeps eating stuff around my office, but I noticed that she brings wood from outside, and she likes to chew it on my carpet.
Peter, do you have pictures of us from back then?
I have a lot of photos of us when we were at the fruit stand.
At the fruit stand.
Yeah.
I think
I would have to find pictures of us on the Book of the Fates.
The Book of the Face. Yes, we're gonna have to look at the Book of the Face.
When you do, send them to me because I'm curious.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I have a picture when I had my light blue long sleeve shirt with the logo in the middle.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was so young. I was 22.
Those were the days.
Honey, those were good days. I miss those days. I remember when we got the new product and Peter would be like, hey, Cedric. The battery. Tell us, what do you think about the battery? And I stayed a long time, you know, the connection. Oh, God, I miss those days. Those are like, basically, the company, if you think about it, Peter, it was basically we were working for a startup company.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel that way now that you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have the apps back then. Mm-mm. We didn't have... We didn't have a lot of stuff. We didn't have no ID, no...
Mm-mm. No messenger.
No messenger, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a device.
No cloud.
No nothing. No cloud. Physical SIM cards.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, something about Pete is...
Yes.
Cedric, you know one version of Pete. I know a different version of Pete.
Because
to me, I'm sorry, Pete, but you'll always be my loser big brother to me.
Aww.
Okay?
Why do you say that?
Well, he's my big brother. I call him a loser all the time. Even though I don't mean it like that, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's like, my brother's super lame. No, he's not cool or anything. But it's like, no, this is the coolest person I know. Like, realistically, he's the coolest person I know. So it's like, to me, I know a certain Pete, and you know a different Pete. So it's very funny. Because you're like, he's all goofy and stuff. I'm like, goofy? He used to correct me.
I mean, this is the Peter I've always known. This is the Peter I've always known. I don't think there was a dark Peter. There's a Peter that, you know, I recently got to know, and we've worked on things together, because I feel that this show actually came from the pain that Peter and I shared with each other a couple of months ago. This show is an outlet for Peter and I to not only for us to connect, but connect with other people, and also relief. Any, you know, it's a place that we can be ourselves and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this show came from somewhere else, it was revived by our pain and our passion.
And I have mentioned in previous shows, you know, my suicidal situation is not, you know, something hidden. I tell people right away, you know, I was very suicidal not too long ago. But I will say, call that 988 number if you have any issues.
Please, it's very call important. It.
But one of the things about that, going back to that, is sometimes friends will get you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Or and sisters.
Me and Nate have something.
Yeah.
That I can't remember where I saw it. Did I ever tell you where I saw it? I think it was on Instagram.
Or Cedric.
No,
you sent it to me.
Yeah, it's the 8-second rules.
Yep. Not the 8-second rule.
8 seconds. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. It's 8 seconds and 8 minutes. It's okay. If you're going through something, reach out to somebody within 8 seconds. Talk to them about your stress for 4 minutes, and then listen to that person for the next 4 minutes. So it equals out to 8 minutes and 8 seconds. And basically what it is you're stressing out, you're getting out your stress, and then you're listening to what that person is saying, but you really have to listen to it, because if not, you don't get nothing out of it. Because most of the time that person will say, well, look at what you did with this and this and this and this, and they will get you out of that mentality. for that minute, you know, because what happens in the first couple of minutes is what can get you into a very bad situation. And it can, like I like to say, it can unalive you real quick. So I think 8 seconds, 8 minutes is very important. So when I call Natasha and I said, hey, I need 8 minutes, she knows exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll text just the number 8. Mm-hmm. If we don't have energy to verbalize it, and we'll call the other. So that's something we do. And I honestly recommend it. I'm actually in the mental health field. I am working towards being an art therapist. So that's another fun little tidbit about myself.
It would be beautiful for you.
Thank you. It is.
Wellness. Oh, excuse me.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to say wellness with the energy that you have, is it meshes so well together, you know?
Thank you.
I feel like you're a healer. Like, not just with your touch, just with your voice, with your presence.
I honestly try. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a healer. I'm able to detect when someone is sick or feels sick or things like that. And I feel like I have my mom, I guess, to thank indirectly. Because she's very ill, and she has been since I was 6. Pete was 16. And we've taken care of her and stuff. And when I was 12, I remember Pete was here, and it was when mom had open heart surgery. I remember that like super vividly. And Pete felt everything that they were doing to her while I was there just trying to keep my dad calm. Because Pete and I have different dads as well, so. So I feel like I've always been a healer. And when I was 14, I decided that I wanted to be an art therapist. Before it was, you know, it's still a growing career, but back when I was 14 and I'm 30 now, it was barely known. I was like, I want to be something that's a doctor or a psychologist, something that heals, but with art. And then I found it and I was like, oh, this exists. This is a thing. I thought I was creating it. Back then, I thought I was creating a field. And then I was like, whoa, this exists. I'm going to be an art therapist. So that's how I came to be with it. So,
right.
So I feel like I've been given a tough hand at life. But at the same time, I've been blessed.
Because you know, I feel, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No, because I just feel like I know what I'm doing. I know how I'm going to do it and everything. Like, I feel like a roadmap has been, I know destiny can be changed. But for me, I feel like this is my destiny.
Yeah. And I feel that same way, too. I just, you know, being dealt with a bad hand, and you know, for some examples, being a child, being raped for years as a child. My mom, pretty much, I feel like my mom neglected me as a child. She did abandon me as a baby. You know, growing into an adult, thinking that the child abuse or the rape that I went through as a child was normal. And then, you know, things added to my life that's permanent forever now. And, you know, and not being happy with myself. But all through all that, like you said, I've been blessed through it all. Like, knowing Peter, working at the fruit stand for 13 years, having a great job, having running into some good life long people. Even the bad people, you have to learn to chew it and swallow what's healthy for your body, and your body will gain wisdom and grow, you know, stronger and deeper as you carry on with life. And I, you know, going back to the suicide thing, 2023, 2024, I just dealt with the wrong, well, I dealt with the right people to get me where I need to be at today mentally. You know, had to deal with the narcissist and the moochers and the all of it, you know. And then I just found myself over the toilet about to swallow some pills because I'm not receiving the love that I want. I'm a Taurus and I yearn for love. It's funny because Luther Vandross, you guys know who Luther Vandross is, right?
Yes.
There was a CNN movie about him at the beginning of this year. And I never knew Luther Vandross to this death. He died from a heart attack. He had a stroke, excuse me. He died from a stroke. Mm-hmm. He had a stroke and he lived through it, but he died 2 years later. But he had an eating disorder. And the eating disorder came from him having a broken heart.
Wow.
Yeah. He couldn't find love. If you listen to all his music... Sorry, just a little bit emotional. He made music for everybody else to fall in love. Think about it.
That's insane. All
his music came from what he wanted.
I didn't know that.
Listen to it. All his music is what he wanted, but everybody else fell in love and made babies and all that stuff from his music. And he couldn't get it. And so he found comfort into eating.
Okay.
And he just, that's what he died from. It's so sad. You have to watch it. And, but anyways, going,
I definitely will. I definitely will.
Yeah. I cried at the end of it. I cried. And he was just, he reminded me of myself. He was outgoing. He was funny. He masked his pain with food or he masked his pain with jokes. And he was a fucking genius. Luther Vandross was a musical genius. If you watch it, you'd be like, oh my God, I didn't know he did jingles. I didn't know he sang for these artists. I didn't know he made music for every... I thought Luther Vandross just had a beautiful voice. And somebody wrote for him, and that was it. But, you know, he came out when I was... before I was born. But yeah, I did y'all to look him up. But anyways, I almost killed myself because I was loved. I couldn't find anybody to love me, and I couldn't find somebody I could love. And then as I was about to swallow the pills, I told Peter this. I had a tap on my shoulder. I said, what you doing? I said, huh? And I looked up, literally looked up, and I said, what am I doing? I spit them out. I cried and cried and cried. And, you know, it was a wake-up call. It was like, what? Why are you here? What brought you here? What got you here? And what can we do to change that? And it's, you know, I think a lot of people get so swirled up in the bad and the hurt to not, they're not strong enough to oversee and say, okay, let me live another day and see how it feels. You know, let me try talking to somebody and see how it feels. You know, they just, that's when the devil comes in and just corner them, and there's nowhere else to go. So, like Peter said, please use that number. It's important. Mm-hmm.
So this was before Pete and I had our 8-minute rule. But in 2022, I actually made an attempt, 12 days ago, actually, to the date. I made an attempt, and it was with pills. And I actually recorded myself taking the pills and crying. Mm. And I put it on Snapchat. Don't know why. Mm. Don't know why I did that. Not one person tried to stop me. Mm. I said, this is my goodbye. I'm going to take all these pills. Goodbye. That's right. And I took them with alcohol. The next morning I wake up, I'm super tired. My mom comes in joking. She's like, oh, how was drinking? How'd you feel? You know, she was like, oh, you little drunkard. And I was like, I handed her the note and I was like, Mom, I tried to kill myself. And she burst out crying. Now in 2022, months later, I go over to Pete's house because I live in New York. Pete lives in Georgia. And we hang out, we talk, and then that brought us closer. And then the same month, once I came back to New York, my mom had 5 strokes within mm-hmm. 2 months. So, you know, I think that I woke up that morning so I could be there for her. So, you know, so, and since then I've been like, there's no reason for me to commit suicide when I have my mom, I have my brother, you know, I have my partners, because I'm poly. I have 2.5 partners. There's a girl I haven't worked on, but you know what? We're not talking about that.
She's trying to fish somebody in.
She's she got straight. Multiple partners. She's straight, but so is spaghetti until it gets wet.
That's the best analogy I've heard, period. So spaghetti until it gets wet.
I love that. I love that.
So, you know, and we flirt back and forth, and she calls me boo, and I'm like, ooh, thanks, boo.
Ooh, that's it. But at the end of the day, you got you. No matter all of the other people, yes. At the end of the day, you are special to yourself. Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to love you more than you. Nobody.
Very true.
I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you sleep around like me. I'm a big ass hoe. A protected hoe, but I'm a hoe.
No, as long as you're being protected.
Yeah, because I just feel like I love my fucking self, man. 2024. I fucking love myself. That last year got me here. I'm so confident now than I've ever been in my life. I feel good. I look good. I think I'm all that in a bag of chips. I don't care what you say, because I got me in my house. You know what I'm saying? You got you, you got you. You got your shit, you got your shit, I got my shit. What y'all got to say about me, I don't give a fuck, because I'm doing me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So just, that's how I think about it. I last year really just opened my eyes up to like, Cedric, you a bad motherfucker. Now put your mind to it and do it. Now, and not to toot my own horn or not to sound like I'm being anal or anything, but I literally walk around here and people be like, Cedric, you look fucking good. I had a lady at work yesterday was like, she looked me up and down was like, you look good. Because I felt it, you know?
Honestly, toot your own horn.
Bitch, I beep.
Beep, beep every day. The crap out of yourself. Uh-huh. All right? No, there's no. I'm tired of hearing, not to toot my own horn. No, we gotta celebrate self-accomplishments.
And let me celebrate with you.
Exactly.
Toot your horn. Let me, girl, let me blow it for you. I'm in the car. Beep, beep. Do you not see this beautiful woman beside me? Beep, motherfucking beep, bitch.
You know what's funny?
Get an air horn.
You know what's funny? That you guys talk about this, and I'm thinking, do I love myself? Like, you guys know, I'm still like up and down. Like, I'm still like a roller coaster, you know? And we still love you. Yeah, I know that. I know you both love me. You know, my wife loves me, my son loves me. But I don't know where I am at. And that's, I think that's the main problem that I'm having now. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. I got a good therapist. I got a good doctor. But these motherfuckers give you pills left and right. And
don't even get me started.
I hate pills.
So I'm like, where am I? Like, I know I love myself. Like, okay, I'll give you an example, right? I'm a doer, but I'm also like the laziest doer ever. So last night, I was like, I need to do this shit, but I don't want to do it. But I need to do it. I need to do it. And I was like, I need to call Cedric and get this shit done. Because if not, I'm not going to do it. And it was something simple. It was the logo for 96 in Reverse and some other stuff. And just to let you guys know, we're recording before we even post the first episode. We're 4 episodes in. Well, technically speaking, 5. But we haven't posted it yet. So we're recording like that. You know, if Cedric has something to do one week and he can't make it, or me, it's most of the time me than him because he's available all the time.
Most likely.
Yeah, but me, you know, I have stuff to do. We own animals, a lot of animals. But last night, I was like, I need to do this with Cedric. I need to put my dash cam in my car. I need to change this fucking floor mats on my car. And the floor mats have been with me for a whole fucking month. The camera, the dash cam, has been with me now for 2 weeks. I haven't done this shit. And I know I need to do it. So last night, after I was done with Cedric, I ended at 3 o'clock in the morning, finally doing the damn dash cam and putting the floor mats in my car and all that stuff.
You talking about this morning?
Yes.
Ooh, 3 o'clock this morning?
Yes. Ooh. And then when I went to bed,
I wasn't asleep yet.
He said, I was alone doing something with somebody.
I was busy.
You were busy too, Natasha?
No, not me. I'm saying Cedric was. Okay. I was gonna say Cedric's like, I was busy getting this bussy open.
I was bust wide open.
He was like,
know what? But it was good. God damn. Oh, Peter, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go back.
No, you're fine. But I finally got it done, and then when I went to bed, I was like, I am fucking hungry. And I told Michelle, hey, do you want something to eat? She's like, not really, but yeah, why not? So I was like, okay, I'm going to cook some quesadillas.
Oh.
And she's like, you're going to cook quesadillas? You're going to cook chicken and all that stuff? I said, yeah. And literally that's what I did at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I finally went to sleep. But I was like, I need to watch a TV show. I need to watch one last episode of this TV show I'm watching. Finally finished it. Went to sleep. Then I woke up at 7 in the morning because I had to take my son to school. So I did that and then came back. And then I couldn't fall asleep for an hour. Then I fell asleep. And then I got up. But talking about that and coming to this conversation right now, is that I still don't know where I'm at. And I'm like, fuck, Peter. You almost committed suicide in 2023. You almost did it again in 2024. Like, where the fuck are you? You know? And I was going to return back to work because I'm in a break right now. I was going to go back to work last month, but I wasn't ready. I started getting shaky like a Polaroid picture. And this month, for the company that I work on, they're laying off a whole bunch of people. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in that category. But my wife was talking to me yesterday, and she's like, yeah, we need to see where you are, because you fall into the category that they're getting people let go. And I was like, fuck. And then I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. And I think that that's where you need to be. Mm-hmm. Is to the point where you don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to think, I'm like, you know, when I got let go from the fruit stand, or when we parted our ways, let me say it like that. When we parted our ways, it was a company that I really loved to work for. You remember that day, Cedric?
I remember that day. I remember that day, and I remember the text message. I remember standing behind the bar and got that text message, and people around me getting that text message.
Oh, hell yeah. I did it right, too.
You did it right. He sent this long-ass text, like, and I'm like, dang. And then what was fucked up about it is that they changed it after he left.
The policy, they changed the next
policy.
Day.
Yep.
And you know what was the funny thing? That I got let go from the fruit stand, and it wasn't even my fault, technically speaking. I was putting all my shit on their cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the time zone correctly because it was a new product. So when I was entering my time, it will show up. But the moment you closed it, you closed the app and you reopened it, it went to India time.
That's
so
weird.
That was the reason why I got let go from the fruit stand.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was because I got there an hour late. Because it ended up changing to central time when because they were still trying to figure out geolocation, I think it was. But yeah.
And they didn't.
Go ahead.
And we had to come in and get our schedules.
Mm-hmm.
There was no internet schedules. It was paper on a wall, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was a piece of paper on the wall or on the table in the break room with our schedules on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different time. But going back to what you were saying, Peter, I like to use metaphors, so keep up with me. I know that Nate's going to keep up with me because this is up our alley. Well, we're all witches. A TV show that just came out on Disney Plus last October was Agatha. Did you guys watch it?
Mm-mm.
You Agatha Harkness? It's a part of Marvel. It's really good. It's really, really good. But anyways, the metaphor I like to use when I was trying to find myself in 2023 and 2024, is the yellow brick road. And the reason why I like to use that metaphor, or think of the Yellow Brick Road, or think of Dorothy or the Wizard of Oz, is because if you think about it, Dorothy at the time was going through something in her life and she needed to find herself. So she locked herself in the room and then she went into her imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went into this other world and it was... You know, Oz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she went down this path. Remember, she had the lion. She had courage.
Mm-hmm.
She had...
Was it fear?
It was... Lion was... Heart was the Iron Man. Courage was the lion. And the crow was a brain. So you had heart, courage... and strength, brain, to think. And she was seeking those things in life. And those people, the lion, the tin man, and the scarecrow, was people that she knew in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so she took them along with her because she felt comfortable with them. And in her dream, she went through these things with them to find out who she was and who she, you know, and, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West was her aunt because her mm-hmm. aunt was so mean and whatever. She just didn't think that she could get close to her or whatever. And all that grew. So for me to wrap this up with you, it's just you're going down your yellow brick road. Mm-hmm. And if you take the stray path, you may find your doom, you know? And I feel like if you stay on your path and you keep looking forward and keep doing the things that we talked about doing, and you go to the Emerald, I'm getting emotional. You get to the Emerald City and you just there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You found your place. You found your spot. So, you know, remember the land of poppy seeds, the flowers, and if mm-hmm. you went through the poppy seeds, you'll fall asleep, or all kinds of things that she went through. But she got back on the road, and she kept going to the Emerald City. So mm-hmm. she just, you know, it was a beautiful metaphor, but people don't see it that way. It's twisted, but
mm-hmm.
that was what it was for. That's what the message was supposed to be.
Let me just say that was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Yes. So, Peter, you know, just stay on the path, baby. And I'm here. I'm your rail. I'm your guardrails, honey.
Me too.
Use me, honey. Bump in the fuck me. Bump into me.
I will.
So, you know, we are not here alone. Mm-hmm. We were born alone, but we are on this earth together for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's we true. Can mend things if we want to. We enjoy pain, lies, fear, and struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy that shit. I'm not living that life. That's not my truth. But that's what the world runs off of.
Mm-hmm.
Hate.
That's true.
Yep.
Why? Why do we hate? What's the reason for it?
There is none, honestly.
There's none. We're fueled off of it for nothing. And then we kill ourselves off of it.
Yep.
We get this anxiety. We get all this. Oh, let me tell you a story. Real quick. I had a phone call at my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the call. Hey, thank you for calling. My name is Cedric. How can I assist you today? You know, my service is not working. I need my services back on. Okay, customer. Well, let me try to do this. Okay. Oh, it's still doing it. Well, I'm going to need you to fix it. Well, I got to get a technician out there because it's going through a loop. It's beyond me at this point. And we're over the phone. You need to do something now. Do it again. And I was like, okay, I can do it again. But if it happens, the technician has to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to her calm, just, you know, calmly. So we get to the point, this is how I said it. Well, ma'am, it looked like it's doing it again. It's still doing the boot loop. So we're going to get a technician out there so we can get this fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, this is what she says, blew me away. She said, you're just so calm and nonchalant about it. I said, okay, you want me to get my blood pressure up because you have no service? I said, I'm giving you all the information you need. I've done everything that I can do for you. You know, this is it. Well, you just seem like you have no urgency. Yes, I do. I just don't have to be. You know why?
Yeah,
you're already there. this 10-minute call will turn into a 30-minute call because we're both lost in somewhere we didn't need to be.
Yep.
So I'm firm on my sand. I'm firm on my concrete. I'm fine. And I'm confident because this is the information I'm giving you. This is what we can do. And I'm keeping my calm voice because I'm trying to rope you in from where you're sinking. You're fine. You don't think you're fine, but you're okay. And I'm trying to get you over to solid ground. But you want to stay out there and sink? You're going to sink on your own. I'm not coming out there with you. She was like, you don't have sense of urgency. I'm like, baby, you for the bye.
You know? I threw you the rope. You didn't catch it. Yeah, see ya. Catch it.
And it's people like that. It was an example, and it was beautiful in my mind. Like, wow, people really want you to kill yourself for something that you can't control. And I sent that call to my boss, and he was like, "You did fucking amazing." Because you're right. Ma'am, I got my blood pressure high. Now I'm going to have a stroke tomorrow because I was stressed about your internet. Now what are you going to do for me?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. I don't know where you stay at. I don't know your phone number anymore. You live in another state, most likely, even if you live in the same city as me.
She doesn't have to do anything for you because she doesn't know you. She's not family. She doesn't know where you are. Like,
you can't do nothing for her because you're not a technician.
Exactly.
You are just a phone call and I am just a person. The internet is what you need and I understand, but you gotta wait for a technician. I'm not gonna get my blood pressure high for you, girl. You crazy. That's crazy. I just wanted to share that. Listen, you just got to protect yourself.
This was funny, though, because kind of something like this happened to me this year, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, no. It was two bosses ago. So that tells you how bad my department is. they have switched to... I have had three bosses. So my first boss, my internet went out. And he's like, so what are you doing about it? I said, well, I call the company who's the provider. They say they're going to be here in 2 days, so I can't do nothing else. You believe what this fool told me? He said, you need to go into the office right now. Oh. It was an hour before we left for the day. Oh. I said, it's going to take me an hour to get there. And wait, it gets better.
Wow.
So he knows that I'm suicidal. I get a message from my wife because we both work for the same company. And she says, hey, there's a shooting downtown right now. And they just sent a message through the company network saying shelter in place. I send it to him. And I said, hey, I can't go downtown because this happened. Guess what this fool said to a suicidal person?
I don't want to know.
Oh.
He said, we can't get you. Well, I'm going to tell you anyways. Don't matter. He said,
well, no, because I want to punch him then.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. He said, well, at least you didn't get shot. And I open a case with HR about it. You think they did anything? Do you think they did anything?
No. So the thing with HR is there to protect. No, they're there to protect the company, not you. They're there for the company, not you. Sorry to break anybody's bubbles. But HR is just for the company. You say report it to HR. What's HR going to do? reported back to the boss or to the person who had the issue, try and do some conflict resolution if there's a conflict, but that's it. They're trying to make sure you don't sue the company.
That's right. Not or somebody, right. Yeah, somebody don't sue them, yeah.
He came back the next day, and he said, well, it was a Monday we came back. Actually, we had a holiday that Monday, so we came back on Tuesday. And I said, hey, I want to say that they finally fixed my internet, and I'm back. And he's like, great. So at least you didn't get shot when you came back to work. You didn't have to go to the office. Maybe now you can hit these numbers. I was like, wow.
People are soulless.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? My friend called me the other day. There was a big snowstorm here in Georgia. And one of his cars flipped. One of his trucks flipped.
Jeez.
And all the materials, you know, were everywhere. And he called his boss to tell him what was going on. And guess what the boss said? And some of the people in the office said, are the materials going to be delivered today?
Yep.
They didn't even ask about the person.
Yep. There, so I follow pretty gruesome stuff because I wanted to be a coroner. But on my Facebook, it's just a lot of death. But whenever you read about a person's death and, you know, you look at how the company handles it, usually the way a company handles it is by reposting that position within 24 hours.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's how they do things. They companies don't care about you. There's no reason for loyalty to these companies. I'm sorry, corporate America, but these companies are fucked. They don't care about you as a person.
Listen, I'm working right now on this company, and I'm trying to build something of my own. Also. But if they do let me go, I think it would be the saddest day and the happiest day that will come later down the line. And I don't know if you felt like this, Cedric, after you got let go from the fruit stand. You go through that like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I need to pay these bills and this and that. And then you go into like, I got this shit. And you're like, I might find a job that might not pay me the same amount.
No.
But I got this shit.
Right.
And you become stronger.
Yep.
And I think sometimes you need to get your ass kicked in order for you to see the light.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you, that's right. Sometimes you... It's just so many different, oh God. I mean, whatever consequence or blessing that you see it. That you think you got from it or think what you needed, you get, you know, it is what it is. I feel like I got let go of the fruit stand because I was abused by them for years. You know, 16 interviews for the same position, you know, only getting promoted, if you want to call it a promotion, if only getting promoted once with the company, being there for 16 years. That's, you know, and being one of the best people that stale, and it was just, it was, I was abused. It was I was abused. It was bad. It was bad. And being let go after all of that felt good. Even though it was shitty, as fuck, but I was happy because I said it was over. Mm-hmm. And everything that I learned from it, everything that I took from there is still with me. And I can take that to the next journey and build mm-hmm. off of it. And I'm currently in the process of learning to own my own business. Mm-hmm. What it takes for me to own my own business, taking these certifications at the company that I'm with, you know. Yes, they don't care. They don't care about us at the end of the day, but I'm going to take some of their resources while I'm here, you know?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Like good. These braces I got, $2,000 from them. Thank you. I'll take it.
No, but,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much. You gotta take care of yourself.
Use them how they use you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because, so, something companies don't want you to know, and also sometimes HR, is that they have resources for you. You just have to ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is ask. If you have a question, ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The That's only funny. Wrong question is the one that isn't asked.
That's right.
You know what somebody told me the other day? They said, do you know why they put everything in paper? And I said, why? And they said, because people don't like reading no more.
Mm.
Yep.
And he's like, if you want something, go digging through the records.
Mm-hmm. And
you will find
it. You're going to find it. You'll find the answer.
Mm-hmm. You will find the answer.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what? So I started looking for stuff, right? And it was funny, though, because the FMLA for my leave, for my suicidal, I didn't even know I could take it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's funny. My wife was like, you can take FMLA for this. And I was like,
that's crazy.
Really? And I got to ask HR. The first person was like, no, it's fine. The second person was like, if you bring a doctor's note, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The first person told me no.
Mm.
I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
But after
That's crazy.
I did the digging, I just posted it. The way that the company that I work for now is you just post it and you just leave. You don't have to tell your manager. You post it on this website and then HR takes care of it in the back end.
Mm.
I was like, wow. I didn't even know it was this easy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's why you always have to ask and take advantage. Well,
sometimes asking is not enough. You need to look at, you need to go through the little records. That's what I like to say.
Yes.
It reminds me of when you go to the library and you used to stamp that book. You have to go through that, through that little record thing.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Index cards.
Yeah, the index cards. That's exactly what it is.
I'm going to give and say, I had it's funny that we were talking about this. I had a coworker I was talking to last night, and I was telling him about this certain health care benefit, and he didn't know about it. And he's been with the company for 3 years. Mm. And he was like, what? I said, yeah, you know, you want to go to the doctor, you get this card, they give you this amount of money at the beginning of the year, and you just use the money throughout whenever you need it for your doctor's appointment, whatever. And I'm paying for my braces this way. Mm-hmm. And he's like, for real, you're not coming out of, I'm not coming out of pocket with anything. I mean, it's coming out of my paycheck, you know, mm-hmm. here and there, but up front, he was like, man. And I was like, you've been here for 3 years, you never knew that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's exactly what y'all talking about. Ask.
Mm-hmm.
Ask.
It's funny, ask. Though, because the HSA card is what we have for That's the company.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It's for the first credit card. 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And listen, when I looked at the balance, I was in shock.
Yeah.
Because I had $5,000.
Mm-hmm. And after a couple of years, it's your money.
Yeah.
It's your money to spend anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think like you said, if you do have it, you didn't know about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of companies don't do that. These mm-hmm. big companies, they can do it. But the smaller companies, you like a Staples or something like that, mm-hmm. probably don't do something like that. So it's just shocking.
It's crazy.
But yeah. This was a good call. This was a good conversation.
Yes, this was.
Yeah, this
actually,
great.
I'm looking at the time. Yes. I'm like, this is the first time we go overtime.
Yeah.
Did we really?
But yeah.
Because our sessions are usually 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, we went.
We went over.
Enjoy it.
Yep.
Enjoy it. But I love that you came, Nate, and I really appreciate you sharing all of your thoughts in this chat. I hope you return back to us soon.
I'm hoping to, Pete.
Yeah,
I told absolutely. Nate that she needs to come next time with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Let's get into deep conversations now.
Yeah, we should have that. Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to have some less emotional and more physical.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, stay tuned because 96 in reverse gets hotter. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we always say, we will be back sooner rather than later. But thank you to my co-host, Cedric. Any last words?
Peace. Y'all have a good day.
Nate, any last words?
Blessed be.
Blessed
and don't forget, this is 96 and reverse. Chapter ended today.
Switch places. Now we